Grace and blessings be multiplied to you, precious friend. I'm Wumi Ademola, your partner in the pursuit of intimacy with God. The faith of God, as we've discovered, originates and comes from God alone. And that's why it's called the faith of God. So far in the series, we've discussed two out of the three ways that God gives his faith to his people. First, we said that God imparts faith to a believer when he engages a lifestyle of prayer and fasting. Anytime you empty your stomach, God will also fill up your spirit with his faith. So to live a life of faith, prayer and fasting for you, my friend, is a must. It must be something you do on a regular basis, not just once in a while. And I personally recommend that at least once a week, you must sanctify a fast unto the Lord and spend quality time with him in prayer. And secondly, we said that God imparts his faith to you as you feast on his word. Anytime you fill yourself up with God's word, he will also fill you up with his faith, because God's words are spirit and life. The word of God contains and discharges the spirit of faith to all who hear it. And that's why Romans 10:17, he says, "So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Now I invite you to listen and be blessed as we discuss today yet another way that God imparts his faith to you. God bless you as you listen. The word of God contains and imparts the spirit of faith. Anytime you take time to invest in this word, minimum 30 minutes a day for beginner level, each time you are fixing on this word, Psalm 1 says it, 1 through 3. Blessed is the man. Don't sit in the seat of the scornful. Don't sit in the seat of those that say it can't be done. Don't sit in the seat of those that are criticizing those that are doing it. Don't sit in the seat of the mockers. Sit with the word. Don't envy somebody. Just sit with the word and manufacture your own. He said, when you sit with the word, whatever you do will prosper. Because each time you sit with the word, you are filling yourself up with the spirit of faith. It's not possible for you to stay in this world and be full of fear. It's not possible. But let the truth be told. We read the newspaper more than we read the word. We surf Facebook more than we read the word. We can easily spend 1 hour looking at Facebook and not looking at his book. Look at his book, not just Facebook. I say, while you're at it, like Pastor Omi's page, Knowing God Radio. Amen. All right. So the word of God is another way that God imparts faith. As a matter of fact, the word of God is the substance or material of faith. Hebrews 11:1 tells us, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Where is it, the word? What are you hoping? You hope in the word of God. David said, remember the word that you spoke to me, upon which I have placed my hope. So faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So just as you can't have a house without bricks, you can't have faith without the word of God. If you are a lazy bum in the room of the word, you will have zero faith. This year of manifested glory, get into the word. Get in a study plan. Don't just study the word of God and say, abracadabra, where am I studying today? Just open. No. Study systematically. If that was how you studied for your degree, you would have been expelled. If some of us study our Bible the way we study our professional course, we won't go anywhere. Let's take the word of God seriously. And you will be men and women of faith. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Is the Holy Spirit speaking to somebody tonight? The third and final one. The first way, I said, through a lifestyle of prayer and fasting. Secondly,
Meditate. Hear and meditate the word of God. Right now, the Spirit of God is telling me, you are here. You are facing a health challenge. I want you to study the four Gospels over and over and over again. And every fear of your heart that was put inside of you by hearing the doctor's diagnosis will disappear. You know, it's so interesting. Faith comes the same way fear comes. Don't you know that if you don't hear anything bad, you won't fear? Fear starts from the moment you hear. From the moment you hear. Same thing, faith starts from the moment you hear. And God will help you and me in Jesus' name. The final one, is my favorite. God imparts his faith through a lifestyle of worship. This was a secret of Elijah, the great man of God. Also, even Elisha, who inherited his double portion anointing. We know that Elijah was a man who operated the God kind of faith. The man that prayed and said, God, don't let it rain. That's the God kind of faith. And the Bible says God listened to him. Then he prayed again. And God opened the windows of heaven. It's not ordinary faith that can do that. You have to have the God kind of faith. But his secret can be seen in 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 1. 1 Kings chapter 17. He was not just a man of prayer. He was a man of worship. 1 Kings 17 1. Look at what the Bible tells us. It says, and Elijah the Tishbite of the inhabitants of Gilead said to Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand. That is the key word there. Before whom I stand. That phrase, before whom I stand, is a direct reference to a life of worship. 2 Chronicles 29:11. Speaking of the sons of Asaph, the Levites, Hezekiah said, my sons, do not be negligent now, for the Lord has chosen you to stand before him, to serve him, and that you should minister to him and burn incense. If you read the entire chapter, it was referencing worshiping and praising the Lord. Revelation chapter 7, verse 9. It says, after these things, I looked and behold, a great multitude, which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues. Look at it again, people of God. Standing before the throne. When Elijah said, the Lord God before whom I stand, it was a direct reference to his lifestyle of worship. When you stand before God, you don't stand like a statue and just be looking at God. You stand and you worship him. I submit to you, my brethren, Elijah was a man of worship. And when you stand before God in worship, everything else will fall before you. Mountains will fall before you. Barrenness will fall before you. Your enemies will fall before you. Poverty will fall before you. Because in the room of worship, God imparts his faith. The Bible tells us, I continue to read Revelation 9. Hallelujah. He said they stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb. And the angels stood around the throne, and the elders, and the four creatures, and fell on their faces before the throne, and worshipped, saying, amen, blessing, and glory, and wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor, and power, and might be unto our God forever and forever and forever and forever. Stand on your feet and let's worship him. Oh my God, what is worrying you in your life? Forget about it and focus on your God. And I tell you, the more you worship God, the smaller your problem will be in your sight. The more you worship God, the more your entire being will be full of faith. The more you worship God, the more you will behold His majesty. You will behold His grandeur. You will behold His greatness. Stop weeping and start worshiping. Stop worrying and start worshiping. Stop whining and start worshiping. When you worship, you will be full of faith. Do I have worshipers in the house tonight?
Beloved, have you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know for sure where you will go the moment you take your last breath on earth? Death does not end at all. Everyone living on earth today, whether they realize it or not, is making a journey to an eternal destination, heaven or hell. Do you know where you're going? God's word is crystal clear about this, that to escape the fires of hell, you must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. If you like to become a believer and follower of the Lord Jesus Christ today, please pray this prayer with me right now. Say, Father God, I confess that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins and give me a brand new heart. From today, I surrender my life to Jesus and receive Him as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations, beloved. I welcome you into the family of God. And to help you grow in your new relationship with Jesus, I'd love to send you an e-copy of my book, Up Close and Personal with Jesus Christ. All you need to do is to email me at knowinggodradio@gmail.com. In addition to that, find a local church where you can be planted and discipled in Christ and grow. If you live in the city of Houston, it's my pleasure to invite you to join us at Dominion International Center. The details of our location can be found on our website, www.dominionlifestyle.org. Welcome again to the family of God.